T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our top local story, a Cook County judge formally overturning the conviction of a Chicago man who spent nearly 3 decades behind bars for murders he did not commit. This morning, the man told WBBM's Terry Kester his feelings were mixed.
It feels good, but at the same time, it's questionable.
David Wright spoke at the Layton Criminal Court building at 26th in California after being officially exonerated for the 1994 deaths of his friends, Tyrone Rocket and Robert Smith, when he was 17.
For the last 30 years, you've implemented in two families' mind that I did something that I didn't. So how do you change that now? You're not going to change the bill that you run. So their family's going to walk around for the rest of their life thinking I killed their loved one.
There was applause in the 7th floor courtroom when the charges were dismissed. Judge Carol Howard ordered supporters to be quiet. Wright's attorney, David B. Owens, of the Exoneration Project, says the police officers accused of torturing Wright into a confession should be prosecuted.
The state of Illinois, on behalf of the people of Illinois, is still bringing these same police officers to this building to testify in support of convictions.
Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police say they believe a string of 8 robberies targeting convenience stores on the north and near west sides are the work of the same crew. CBS 2's Amugu Adigwe reports 4 of the robberies happened in a 2-hour period, starting just 1 after 1 o'clock this morning at a 7-Eleven near Monroe and Sagamon.
2 guys with handguns went inside the store, announced a robbery, and stole money from the cash register. They also took a customer's car keys and then drove off. Then over the next few hours, more armed robberies at different 7-Elevens using a black SUV. They stopped by Broadway and Waveland, then Tui and California just after 3 this morning. And just a few minutes after that one, they went to a 7-Eleven on Western and Pratt.
No one was hurt in the robberies. Police have made no arrests.
Hammond police still searching for the person who left a handgun on a school bus this week. That weapon was found by some elementary school students who quickly gave it to the bus driver. No one was hurt. Police say they have a primary suspect thanks to video footage from the bus.
Major construction now underway on the old Michael Reese Hospital site in Bronzeville.
After years of extensive studies of the site, robust community engagement efforts, we today can take the first important steps in announcing the unlocking the potential of the site through a $3.8 billion development plan. And yes, that's billion with a B.
Mayor Lightfoot says the mixed-use project includes affordable housing, housing for artists, restaurants, and community space on 48 acres. The entire project is expected to be fully operational by 2035.
Well, the Chicago Park District may be on the verge of losing its biggest renter, the Chicago Bears. And now the Park District wants to hire consultants to help set a course for the future.
The Chicago Park District has put out a request for proposals for qualified consultants to develop and support a new strategic plan. Proposals are due April 28th. The Park District says it wants to reimagine its purpose. The Chicago Bears, the district's biggest tenant, are showing signs they're ready to vacate the premises at Soldier Field. The Park District has been racked by sex scandal and the ouster of a CEO. The scandal involved teenage girls who worked as lifeguards. Brought down as a result of that, the man who was CEO of the Park District, Mike Kelly. Steve Miller, 105.9 WBBM.
And a former Indiana pizza delivery driver who saved kids from a fire in July is now being honored for his heroism.
Nicholas Bostick is one of 15 people receiving the medal for rescuing 4 children and their 18-year-old sister from a house fire in July of 2022. Police say Bostick was driving in Lafayette when he saw the fire. He then entered the home and got 3 children and their 18-year-old sister out before going back in after learning that a 6-year-old girl was still inside the house. Bostick spent 3 days in the hospital due to burns, smoke inhalation, and a laceration to his arm. The Carnegie Medal is given to people in the United States and Canada who risk extreme danger to save others. Carolina Garibay, 105.9 WBBM.
Members of the Chicago City Council's Progressive Caucus are distancing themselves from outgoing Alderwoman Sophia King, who yesterday announced her endorsement of Paul Vallis for mayor.
25th Ward Alderman Carlos Ramirez Rosa says he and eight other members of the Council Progressive Caucus have signed a letter saying that when 4th Ward Alderwoman Sophia King, a former mayoral candidate, announced her support of Paul Vallis, she wasn't speaking for them.
Many of us in the Progressive Caucus were shocked by Sophia King's endorsement. She is currently our chair. She is departing, as she will not be returning to the City Council. She did not inform any of us that she was planning to do this.
Ramirez Rosa says, as CEO of the public schools, Vallis canceled an LGBTQ inclusivity training program, and he says he cut deals with Wall Street that shifted $1 billion from the schools to financial firms and investors. Those aren't things a progressive would do. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, 105.9 WBBM.
A student at the University of Illinois charged with a stabbing incident that involved two other students. Here's WBBM's Mike Krauser.
It happened at about 2 a.m. last Friday morning in an alley behind CAMS, a bar popular with students just off campus. Here's police radio.
Only suspect info I have right now is three Asian males.
Police said there was a verbal altercation that escalated. One student was stabbed multiple times in the abdomen. The second had a slash wound, nothing life-threatening. Those involved were gone when police arrived. 20-year-old student Brandon Lee of Champaign is now charged with aggravated battery. He turned himself in with a lawyer. U of I police say surveillance video shows the confrontation. A statement from the department says the two victims advanced on Lee, who was armed with a knife. That would suggest a self-defense argument. That's the latest from the U of I.
More help is coming to Chicago's seniors who are food insecure. Last summer, Meals on Wheels Chicago opened a pantry called Nourish Chicago Pantry. Now they're expanding that program to offer fresh produce through pop-up markets at senior centers throughout the city. Shannon Murphy, board president of Meals on Wheels in Chicago, tells WBBM it's tougher than ever for some Chicagoans to put food on the table.
Everybody can tell that there's been a great increase in food prices. Combine that with the stress that the COVID pandemic has put on communities and on the people that Meals on Wheels Chicago serves.
Well, the first Nourish Chicago pop-up produce market was held on March 23rd. Several more are set from now through August.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.